Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's the day. Good morning. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, Greg, both behind the glass, locked in on a Thursday with a two grand slam coming up later, and Tigers manager AJ Hinch.
Yeah, excited to talk to AJ today. It's been, did we talk to him? We talked to him before opening day. We haven't talked to him since. Opening day at Tiger Stadium.
Comerica Park.
Or, yes, Tiger Stadium. Where the Tigers play.
It's your generation, John. They can't stop calling it Tiger Stadium. And I don't correct people at this point normally, but for you, I'll make an exception.
Yes.
We're going to talk to AJ. Yeah, we haven't checked in with him in a couple weeks. 10-8 Tigers. We'll get to them. Mm-hmm. Today's the day the Lions will unveil their new uniform. And I know you're a big fashion guy, John.
So. I am. I'm all about fashion.
The flannel.
Yeah. The flannel, the hoodie. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's kind of what I do. And I do stray every once in a while from blue. Every once in a while, I'll go to like just shades of gray.
Oh,
like
well.
Today.
Gray and black. I mean, adding to my palette.
Now, I got to ask you, we'll get to the Lions in a second. There's a photo of, when you Google John Jansen, and
oh,
you look at images.
Exactly,
you're wearing
you're
this very vibrant Michigan maize blue combo blazer.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
John Wangler. Wang's is the he's the one that started the Valiant company, and that was at the, you know, I don't know when he actually started the company, but it was at the very beginning of my return to Michigan, and he said, "Hey, I've got some jackets." And the only place you could ever wear that one is obviously to the Big House on game day, which is what I did.
That's not going to be like a Thursday rotation for John.
No, I don't have one. No, I don't have one anymore. No. Wangs, if you're listening, need one.
Used to be more fun. We need to get you wearing flashy blazers.
Yes, you sound like so many people in my life. You used to be so much more fun. Sometimes it varies by day. Dad, you're just not that fun anymore.
Sorry to be the sixth child in your life telling you that.
Yes. there's no way you would fit into the Jansen house.
I know that. Trust me.
You would be
the ugly duckling?
Yeah. Yes. I wouldn't necessarily call you ugly. Not, you know, per se, but yes.
All right, let's talk Lions uniforms. They're going to get unveiled tonight. And there have been some teasers put out, and Lions fans get excited for this. This is a chance to brand the Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes era. And they're going to go with some history wrapped into it, some influences from Lions history wrapped into it. And the latest video teaser says, start your engines, and it shows the Ford Bronco. John, do you have anything you want to see, don't want to see, expectations for tonight?
Well, so first of all, we're talking about the identifying this era of Lions football. Obviously, Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, the success that they had. But we always attach different things to those eras. And a uniform modification will be one of those things. Hey, remember 24, it was, you know, it was the Holmes-Campbell jerseys. I'm curious, inspired by the Ford Bronco.
What does that mean?
Because there are different eras of the Ford Bronco. Now, I don't think it's going to be a white jersey, but, you know, we'll see.
They have the LAPD chasing them in the jersey?
Yes, it could be. Yes, it's slow chase. But I'm a big fan of the early model. Well, it was a 68 to 77-ish was the era of the early model Bronco. I've rebuilt a couple of those. I absolutely love them. And then you had the, you know, the next phase, the Bronco 2. That one I think could be forgotten. But you're the big Bronco, which was the one that we know from the OJ chase.
Yeah.
That one, I love that one too. That was just bigger version of the early model Bronco. But I would hope that if there's any way, and I don't know how they do it to inspired by a car for a jersey. Like I just, I'm trying to wrap my mind around it and trying to figure out how they're going to do that. I think it's going to be cool. I'm interested.
I think it'll all be subtle. I don't think it's going to like be
not
a Bronco.
Be headlights.
Exactly.
It's not going to have a squared off hood.
In one of the videos they put out, you can see the lettering, the block lettering for Jared Goff.
Yeah.
And it does look bigger and blockier, maybe more boxy like a Bronco. I don't know if it's going to be
or
any
like
more.
The Bronco logo now isn't, it's more in like.
No, I know the cursive.
Script.
Yeah. But I'm saying like a Bronco itself is more
boxy.
Yes. I don't know if it's going to be more pronounced than that or if as subtle as that. We talked about this when the initial idea came out that they were going to do jerseys. Would they incorporate a different color? Would they bring back black? You talk about black colors being synonymous with eras.
Yeah.
The black was synonymous with losing. It was synonymous with the Millen years. It led eventually, they didn't wear black in the 0-16 season, but it eventually culminated with 0-16. The idea here, though, if they do bring black back, would be we don't care about the past. We are righting all those wrongs.
Yeah.
Campbell and Holmes have said, forget SOL. Forget you're losing. Forget 0-16. Jared Goff, part of his message kind of got lost when he just, you know, people focused on the negative media part. He said,
it was offensive to you.
I didn't say it was offensive. I said it got lost in translation. That he added, we're past that. And I think that's the key here is they would be past that. They would be, we're not afraid of our past. We've moved beyond it. And we're not going to tell ourselves we can't use the black color if they use that.
Right. And here's the thing is, this era of Lions football, with Sheila as the owner, and with Dan and Brad, like they talked about a little bit. You know, they didn't say how we're going to put it to bed. They didn't make any, you know, bold statements. What they did was go out there, put the work in, and show on the field that they can put the past to rest.
Yeah, and if anything, I think they used the past as a tool. Remember when we got to see Inside Hard Knocks and some of the videos? They said, "Here's how long it's been since you guys have won a division." They are the ones that really rubbed their face in it and said, "Here it is. We're going to revel in this, but we're going to use it as motivation." And they did, to their credit, and they banished it.
They did, and so if they do bring back black, or if they do something from a bygone era, bring it back. Like they did for the alternate helmet, the longer lion, the stretched out lion. I don't think people are going to sit there and go, oh, well, you're bringing back losing, because this is a completely different era. I don't think there's been any other era. Now, obviously, there's not many people around that witnessed that 1957 season. So since then, there's not really an era you could say, well, the Lions are going to go back to this winning era, or they're going to go back to, you know, insert any descriptor.
It's a great point. If you're going to harken back to the Lions past, chances are you're going to pick a loser jersey.
Right.
Or things that remind people of losing. But part of this is being secure in who you are as an organization now, that it doesn't matter.
Yep.
7 o'clock tonight, for people asking on the ticket text. 7 o'clock tonight, the Lions will unveil the jersey. I don't know if it's going to be posted immediately, but eventually it'll make its way out. Texter says, back in black with an AC/DC jersey reveal.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Dan Campbell wears a lot of the black, too, by the way.
Yeah, but he's more, I mean, more Metallica than AC/DC. Not that there's a huge difference, but.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Rock.
One can like two different bands.
Oh, sure. I 100% agree. I like both of them. So it's, yeah, just saying it's.
Some more early response in the ticket text. Ford Bronco, all white with an orange juice sponsor. Oh, my.
With the instead of the priority patch,
could you imagine if they came out
Minute Maid patch?
If they came out with a priority patch, could you imagine?
Oh boy,
the reaction. Yeah, Minute Maid instead. I don't think there's going to be a jersey sponsor. I've seen in some of the cut-ups, there's the NFL logo is very prominent and the block lettering. And I liked the monochromatic that they rocked this year. They called them the blueberries when they would wear the all blue, or the marshmallows when they'd wear the all white. I like the white pants with the white jerseys. I know historically the Lions have done a lot of grays and silvers. Gray's kind of boring. I like the blue. I like the white.
I'm more of a gray guy. It's probably not a shock to anyone. But I don't like the monochromatic look. If it is, I prefer gray pants, gray jersey, and the matte helmet like they did.
Well, I like the matte helmet, but I thought it was a pretty boring jersey.
But that's just me. I'm probably not as, I don't have as much pizzazz as the guy that used to sit in your seat. I'm a little bit more steak and not as much sizzle.
Trust me, I know what I signed up for. 248-539-9797. What do you guys want to see? What are your expectations for tonight? Anything you don't want to see with the Lions jersey reveal? We're going to talk a little Tiger baseball coming up next. We'll get to haircuts. Yes, John was shocked. How much are guys paying for haircuts these days? 635, it's 97.1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Boy, did he need that one.
Yeah, he's out hitting Torque.
I was going to bring that up. Torque still doesn't have a homer, but Parker Meadows batting 077.
Hey, it went up.
It went up with a home run.
061, last I looked.
Yep, Parker Meadows with a home run. Tigers lose 5-4 to the Rangers. They'll wrap the series today, 110 on 97.1 The Ticket. A.J. Hinch will join us at 8:02. We'll ask him about Parker Meadows.
Sure, we're going to ask him about a lot of the Tigers.
And Torkelson and Mize. I plan to ask about Mize. We'll talk to A.J. later in the show. The Tigers lost. They battled and scrapped in the eighth inning, where I can't believe this is a real stat. They've scored more than 40% of their runs in the eighth inning or later this season, but they were done in with defense. That was the headline from yesterday's game. Done in with defense. Three errors for a team that had played pretty well defensively. This is the equivalent of that Big Ten football team muffing a punt, right? Not doing the little things right, blowing a coverage.
Are you going Iowa again?
Wisconsin or MSU. Throwback Big Ten days. You don't have margin for error is my point. And when you make three errors in the game.
You can't win.
No.
And but we've talked to AJ about that, and they've been much better this year in terms of the margin for error. I don't know that it is any greater than it has been over the last 2 years, but in the past 2 years, they've started off with, you know, one of the knocks on Javi was his glove wasn't even what it was earlier in his career. Now, his glove this year has been really good.
Really nice.
But you have, you know, and I think you could probably pick out the errors yesterday along with McKinstry at third base. Like, those are the ones that stick out. And yeah, nobody's been perfect. And you expect some of those from a young player like Cole Keith. Like, that's going to happen. Right? You don't want it to be on a routine ground ball, but it's going to happen. But to have 3-1 game, that's yep. just where we haven't seen this team defensively be all season long.
Right. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat the offense. I mean, we know the offense is a problem. But one of the better parts of this team, Parker Meadows is a high-end defensive center fielder. Javi Baez this season and historically is a plus shortstop defensively. I'm not going to talk about it at the plate, defensively. And Jake Rogers, great pitch framer, good gun to second base to get runners out. Up the middle, which is where you build your defense, very good. And Cole Keith, who's also part of that up the middle.
Very good.
Yeah, for all the talk about, I don't know about his range and can he stick it. Yesterday was really the only mistake he's made, right. noticeable mistake he's made at second base this season. They're a good defensive team. I don't want to oversell it, but a good defensive team.
So you can oversell it because in terms of runs scored, they're one of the bottom five.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of runs allowed, they're one of the top five.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're looking at the record. That's the only reason it is above 500 right now is because they have been so good defensively. Some of that's pitching, but it's also the defense behind the pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, Scooble had one of the errors too yesterday. I think Maeda's had an error. Really, the pitchers have done themselves more of harm than their defense is actually around them done.
Torque had one.
Yeah, he had a brutal one, and we can spend some time on him. I know it's, quote, early. Just a brutal play at first. And Carlos Pena, who was on the broadcast yesterday, played first base, and he's like, he's just got to aggressively go get the baseball. It's a ground ball hit at first base. Go get it. Don't hesitate. Don't be in between. It ends up bouncing off of him, and it ends up being the run that ends up winning the game late in the game, ninth inning. And it's not like, well, you can go, well, I understand Torque at first made a blunder, but at least he's delivering at the plate because, John, he's the only regular, right, that doesn't have a home run unless I'm missing somebody.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even have the hard hit rate that he did last year. Remember, that was the whole thing. It was the Torque truthers who would say, well, it's coming. He's hitting the ball really hard. He's just hitting it at people. He's getting bad luck. He's doing all the right things. These hits are going to come. This year, his hard hit rate's like half of what it was last year. It's a lot of pop-ups, soft liners, and grounders. I don't currently see a light at the end of the tunnel. It's a long season, but he's not contributing even a little at the plate right now. He's arguably their worst player on a team that includes Javi Baez. I know that's a bold statement.
Those are mean words. Those are mean words.
John, WAR, which is not the perfect stat, but wins above replacement, little analytics, try to put everything into one tight-knit stat, he's their worst player. Spencer Torkelson is, right now, their worst baseball player.
I mean, we're trying to argue between who's the worst.
No, I'm not. This is an embrace debate. Who do you think's the worst Tiger? 248. I'm just saying.
I mean,
like,
Jake Rogers has a minus, you know, 0.4 as well.
He does, so. But Baez is better than both. I'm not. This is not me stumping for Javi Baez, but better than both of them by the metric.
Yes, he is.
Okay, some ticket text 248-539. Some thoughts on the Lions uniforms. We opened the show with it. They're coming out tonight at 7. What do you want to see? What don't you want to see? What I don't want to see is the same font for the numbers. They're almost as ugly as the Oregon Ducks font. We're talking font, John.
You know what? I wouldn't even be able to tell you what the font of the numbers were on their jerseys. Like so underneath my radar. Like, I don't care.
What about shoulder stripes? Texter says, Jim, you like the uniforms called blueberries and marshmallows? That's what the fans called them. The all blues and the all whites. That became kind of.
You liked them. That's what he's saying.
Yes.
Yeah,
but I think he's trying to make fun of me because I liked marshmallows and blueberries, which are both very good, by the way. Who's anti-blueberry? Who doesn't like a marshmallow?
Oh, I love a blueberry. The problem is, if I was in all blues, I'd look like a blueberry. That's why they're calling. No offensive lineman likes the monochromatic look unless it's gray because
You can hide some stuff.
You what can, about, yeah, you can hide a lot of stuff.
What about the
white, all white. I look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, not just a marshmallow, but the whole thing, the Michelin Man. Like, pick out your fat white object, and that's what we look like.
So then you'd be in favor of a more slimming color like black.
Yeah, maybe they'll bring out some pinstripes. How about that?
Panay Sewell and pinstripes, maybe.
Yeah.
There we go.
Man, looking slim.
And then some more people with thoughts on the jersey and people weighing in on haircuts. We're going to get to that at 6:35 because you had a moment where you're like, I'm paying how much?
I had a moment where I almost lost my mind.
And then I told you what I'm paying and you said, you're paying how much?
Yeah. You're dumber than me.
And I told Heather and she goes, you're paying how much?
And that's a low bar.
Dumbest member on the show, worst player on the Tigers, 248.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we'll do some haircut fun. We'll talk a little Wings at 7:02. We've been very Red Wings heavy lately. We're going to briefly kind of do one more little, hey, tie up loose ends on the Wings at 7:02. Two grand slam, some Lions draft stuff today. But first, Heather with the news.
Okay, let's talk about Jonte Porter of the Toronto Raptors, or formerly of the Toronto Raptors. He has been banned from the NBA for life.
Yeah.
A lifelong ban after this bombshell investigation found that he manipulated his participation in a game to influence the outcome of a bet, and he also bet on NBA games. The league found that Porter was disclosing confidential information to sports bettors and limiting his own participation in one or more games for betting purposes. And while announcing the ban, Adam Silver said, there is nothing more important than protecting the integrity of NBA competition for our fans, our teams, and everyone associated with our sport, which is why Jonte Porter's blatant violation of our game rules are being met with the most severe punishment.
Yeah, and I 100% agree with it. If you have any doubt about the validity of the outcome of the game or stats in that game, it completely We'll take down the sport.
Yeah, it ruins the integrity of the game. Yep. This is not heavy-handed. This is appropriate. Full season. He was betting on his team to lose, right?
He did at least once, yes.
Can't have it. Bye forever.
Yes. Yeah. We used to have the Darwin Awards. I think he would be near the top of the list.
How'd you guys fare with the storms yesterday? Did you have any damage to your homes?
Just a little water. Not like water damage, just heavy rain.
Just heavy rain. I slept through basically all of it, so I missed all of the storms. But I did hear some thunder. I know it was pretty intense.
You know, we didn't have...
You didn't?
Well, we had some rain. We had some heavy rain, but we didn't have the light show that I think some people did. Yeah. I know there are a lot of people that are out of power.
But there's still a lot of people without power, and there was some severe storms. Obviously, they kind of like swept through Metro Detroit, but they did leave a trail of damage and more damage, obviously, in certain areas than others. Down trees, down power lines, ripped off roofs of buildings in part of the area. I know in mid-Michigan, there was a funnel cloud spotted. It never touched down, but it was spotted up there. In Ferndale, there was a lot of damage. Down trees, snapped power lines. I saw photos of these roofs and businesses where the roof was ripped off, and then obviously the rain then did damage inside. There was a tree that smashed down on a car.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, a lot of people without power. At one point, I know 17,000 were reported without power. Obviously, that's changed now. But cleanup efforts are still going on in Ferndale. Firefighters were spending hours with DTE picking up those down power lines, any debris and things like that. So other areas were hit as well. A five-star hotel and luxury condos are coming to the Hudson Detroit Tower.
How about that?
Yeah.
Sprucing things up a little bit.
Yes, so we know what's going on down there. So according to Bedrock, they have partnered with Edition, and they are a global luxury lifestyle hotel brand. And the Detroit Edition and their residences, which is what it will be called, at the Detroit Edition, will occupy all 45 floors of the tower. Bedrock said that the Detroit Edition will be downtown's first five-star hotel and the brand's first location in the Midwest. It's going to offer 4 food and beverage spots, a large outdoor terrace, fitness center, spa, more than 16,000 square feet of event space as well. And now the condos, there's going to be 97 condos for sale, all different sizes, 1-bedroom to 4 bedrooms available, 10-foot ceilings, natural finishes, and they'll have 360-degree views of downtown and the Detroit River.
Do I even want to know what those cost?
Well, I don't know, so you can just keep imagining, because I can't tell you.
I think I heard, or maybe you just said it, and I wasn't paying attention, but it'll be available in, what, 3 years?
Oh, I didn't tell you that, but yeah, it's yes. Yeah. It will start in 2027.
Okay.
Availability.
Okay.
Save
pretty
up.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Start saving now. This is really interesting. So students with last names lower in the alphabet tend to get lower grades. Right. Like this is. I saw this and I thought,
So if you're Zelensky.
Yeah, you probably are. You're getting an F.
Yeah. Wow. That's tough.
Yeah.
Might think about a name change.
Yeah, I mean, I always did well in school, and my last name starts with a C,
no
so
wonder,
it checks out.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, I had an advantage.
There's a new study from researchers at the University of Michigan, and they found that it's all due to sequential grading biases and the default order of student submission in online learning management systems. So maybe things have
that
changed
sounds very
a lot.
Complicated.
Okay, so let's so basically, the graders tend to give lower and lower grades as they grade more and more students. So if you're submitting things online and it puts you in order from
alphabetically.
Yes. By the time they get to Zelensky, their grades are starting to drop every time they grade a paper or a whatever it
makes
is.
Makes sense.
Maybe they just need to start from the bottom up.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you know what? That's a
I mean,
thought.
We're kind of right in the middle, so we're good either way.
Yeah, you know. I was always, an average student. And
sure.
Maybe that's
it's not
why.
Your fault.
Yeah. I mean, average is fine to me. I'll take it. I was a pretty good student. I think I was above average now. I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Yeah, I think I was a little bit better. Anyway, interesting study for sure. You want one more real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Bill Belichick. He's got his first job since leaving New England. So he's going to be a co-host on the Pat McAfee show, Draft Spectacular.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's going to air during the draft next week on ESPN+. He did make an appearance on McAfee's Wednesday show to announce that he's going to be joining this special. And it's still unclear, will he continue to work with McAfee and ESPN going forward after the whole draft special or not? So that's yet to be seen.
Two completely different personalities, at least.
No kidding. At least publicly. I also saw in that, because he was on with McAfee, he shared that he has never had a cup of coffee in his life.
I saw that.
I saw that, yeah.
It's not surprising to me because I've never had a cup of coffee.
There are people that aren't coffee drinkers.
I don't drink coffee, but I've had coffee.
Okay, have you had a cup of coffee,
a full
though?
Cup of coffee?
Because I'm sure he has tasted coffee and said, no, coffee's not
for me.
You have to taste it to know if you're going to want to drink a whole cup.
It's bitter. You can add stuff to it. I mean, that's kind of how most people operate. Yeah, anyway, when he said he never had a cup, I thought he hadn't even tasted it. That's a fair point. He probably has.
I'm sure he's had to have tasted a tasted coffee.
But think about it. You're a coach. You work all these long hours in theory. But I guess he never really carries himself as someone who's all hopped up on caffeine. Bill Belichick.
Yeah, but just because you have coffee doesn't mean you're hopped up on caffeine.
No, but some people use it to like...
Oh, yeah. I get that. Yeah, but
that's how coffee works.
There are other forms of caffeine maybe he indulges in.
Okay.
Could be, yeah.
Red Bull. Monster.
Maybe he's a big Monster energy drink guy, Bill Belichick. That's Heather with the news. Coming up next, John said, I'm not paying that for a haircut. It's 97.1. Dan Dickerson, Tigers lose 5-4. They'll play again today. Another day game against the Texas Rangers. 7:02 this morning. One final look back at the Red Wings, and really it's more of a look forward. The Iser plan, where we're at, the biggest offseason storylines. Two Grand Slam in the 7 o'clock hour, and a bunch of Lions draft stuff before A.J. Hinch joins us at 8:02. In the meantime, John, haircuts.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about haircuts a little bit and in regards to, how do you move on from a barber or hairstylist? What is the etiquette? But this one to me, so when I'm in Ann Arbor, and I've mentioned this before, and I'm sure he's, hi Bill, State Street Barber. I've been going there since I was in college. There were times when I would actually, whenever I'm in town, before I was back in the area, I would always stop in for a haircut. And it's been $20 for years. Like, I can't even remember. Like, it was probably $20 when I was playing at Michigan, and it was $20 last time I was there. Now, for convenience, especially since now Jack, I've got him. He's going to have a haircut. Instead of picking him up, we try and go together and drive to Ann Arbor and then coming back. We just said, I'm going to try and find somebody local so I can get a quick trim and be out. and there's one in town that we've been going to, and it was $30 a haircut, which I thought was a little bit steep, but for convenience, I was okay with it. And then the last time I went and I'm checking out, for the both of us, they said that'll be, and they charge tax. It's like $80 and something. I said, excuse me? They said it's, you know, $80. I'm like, when did that happen? It was $40 for a dude's haircut at a barber. This is not a salon. This is not somewhere where, I know women's haircuts are a completely different animal. Completely different. So this does not include, it's not anywhere that a woman would go to get her hair done. This is a barber shop. And it was $40 per haircut. And I walked out and I told Jack, I'm like, well, last time we go there, there's no chance I go back because $40 seems absolutely ridiculous to me.
And how often do you get your hair cut?
I would like to get a cut about every two or three weeks.
Okay.
But I, with schedules and everything, it usually ends up being a little over four, maybe five weeks. So let's just say once a month. Now, I know that it's somewhat splitting hairs between the 30 and 40, but I just don't feel, I think 40 is way too much for a haircut. And then you throw on that, you're going for two because I'm taking my son. Eventually, Teddy's going to get his hair. Now, we took him over to Bill for his first haircut, and we're ready to get a second haircut for him. We'll go back to Bill. But it seems ludicrous to me. And I was even more surprised because there was nothing that said, and it's been maybe a month since I've been there last time, there's nothing that said, hey, our prices have increased, be aware. Or, you know, they're not posted anywhere either.
And then I told you, I pay 50 plus every time I go.
And I literally almost fell out of my seat.
That surprised me. Your hair, the fact that you pay $50 every time.
And they're saying for that.
She's going for that.
She's like, for that mop on your head. Well, first of all, I'm due for a haircut.
That's not what I was implying.
I'm due for a haircut. I know, Heather. I know. I got to go in and get it done. But yeah, for me, it's 50, 55.
So let me ask you this.
And sometimes it's more because if I get the beard trim and I tip on top.
So that doesn't include a beard trim.
I think the haircut base is 35, but I always tip on top of it. Always get up to at least 50. So it's, I guess, a $15 tip on a $35 haircut. But if I throw
50%.
But I'll throw a beard trim in. And John, I regularly, at minimum, $50 when I go to the barbershop. And again, it's not like a salon where women are getting their hair. This is a barbershop. $50 minimum. Now, there are places, chains, that I'm sure you could go and get a haircut for less. And
there's other barbers that you could go to get a haircut for less. Doesn't have to be a chain.
You go to, I guess, Bill in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
What are guys paying for haircuts? And like, I know women can weigh in on this too, but I just know it's a completely different, like, stratosphere. Like, when my wife gets her hair done, I mean, it's
hundreds of dollars.
Yes.
Yes.
She got curly hair. If you want to do color, if you want to cut, whole thing.
It's a whole different world.
It's not even the same planet, galaxy.
Uh-huh. Try having, you know, four women in your house.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Now, Heather, your perspective, you used to cut hair.
I did. I rarely did men's hair. I am not a fan of cutting men's hair at all, so I didn't do it.
Do you still do Colin's hair?
No, I have now made him go to a... I'm curious to know how much he pays. I have no idea how much he pays for a haircut. I used to cut his hair, and then it just... Also, it's just the time commitment. It's like, get out. Just go. Go somewhere else. Let somebody else cut your hair. I have no idea how much he pays. I would guess, it's funny, when I hear 35, I'm like, that sounds normal. But then when you hear, even though 40, it's only $5 difference, it's like, well, 40, that's
a whole different
level. A lot, especially if you are going every 2 to 3 weeks to get your hair cut. That adds up quickly. But then when I think of my hair, I don't bat an eye at saying I pay hundreds of dollars every time I go.
So
I don't know.
I think ideally I would go every 3 weeks. I think it's more like four. And then it's like life gets in the way. Do I have something coming up? Can I push it off? Wait another day. 3 to 4 weeks for a haircut. 50, 55. I've paid as much as 60.
Yeah.
John fell out of his chair.
$60 for a haircut?
Again, if you throw the beard trim on top.
I'm going to get back into a salon, I think.
Yeah.
Like,
or become
I think
a barber.
You are convincing me that I need to just start cutting hair again.
Is your point like...
What?
John, is your point, men's haircuts are easy. It shouldn't cost as much.
Well, yeah, and it takes 15, 20 minutes. It doesn't take that much. It doesn't take that long. 15, 20 minutes, and you're in and out.
No more than a half hour, you'd think.
No, and this doesn't even include, like, you know, sometimes they'll trim your eyebrows, which As well, as you age, you get hair and
that
eyebrows,
ear hair there.
Yeah. Ears, all that stuff. Like, it doesn't even include, like, she doesn't do that. And so for a while there, it was merely a convenience. And now I've got to try and find either a convenient place to go that's closer, or I'm not going to pay it. So I've got to find a different option. I'm just going to be back in Ann Arbor.
I've never really had an issue with it. I like the job they do. Tipping the person who did the haircut, I want to, you know, help them out. They got to pay for the chair in most cases, right? So,
well, they're not, your stylist or barber or whatever you want to call them is not pocketing all that money. So when they charge you $50 for a haircut, that $50 isn't going right in their pocket.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it is for Bill. He's a one-man shop.
It does depend on exactly where you're going.
Yeah.
Are they the owner of it? And
Longest time, I went to, when I was growing up, it's funny too, because we talk about going to the same person all the time. Like my dad, my brothers and I all went to Henry. And it used to be stationed out of the Meyer that was in Royal Oak, Clawson. Mm-hmm. And then he moved out. He actually moved out to closer to where my parents are now. Mm-hmm. And so we continued to go to him until I was in Ann Arbor. So it's something that I just like to have the consistency of knowing where I'm going, how much it's going to cost, and to be hit with the $40 for the both of us. I just thought it was ridiculous. And now I'm getting a texts from every one of my bald friends.
Well, I was going to ask Tom, how much does your hair cost?
No, that's the first thing Tom talked about.
Free 99, baby.
I get mine for free. Ha ha.
Cookies, $50 for a haircut. Chair noise drop. $35 at most with shampoo. That's Dan and Livonia. Haircuts, $14 for me, and that's it. That was $10. I need it cheap and not talkative. $40 is nuts. I just died inside.
That is... I will pay for silence. Like, I don't.
If they charge you $5 more, would you do it?
So you're not talking to me? Yes. Just do not. A cut is all I'm there for. I don't want to have useless conversation.
Come on over, boys. Just shave it. It's so beautiful.
Oh, stop.
It's so great. Like, this is all money that just stays in my wallet.
I did that one time. I've had the same haircut since I was.
I think you were born
2 years
with that
old.
Hair.
Yes,
it came out styled.
Yeah,
that
came parted
bit of gel
on the right, little combed over to the left. And it's I've had this my entire life. And there was one time, I think it was actually when I was in the league that I was just like, you know what, for training camp, I'm just gonna. I went down to like a quarter of an inch. And I do not have, I hope I never, if I go bald, I will have a baseball hat stitched into my head.
Well, I'm fortunate. I've had a lot of people say that I can have the bald look. Like, the bald look works for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't judge myself when it comes to that.
I've never seen you with hair. So to me, yes, you can pull off the bald look because I don't know what you looked like with hair.
Well, my head, I guess, isn't that ugly.
No, it's not.
It's like when my dad would try on ties. He'd be like, "What's your opinion?" I'm like, "Well, it looks good on you. The bald head looks good on you. It just doesn't.
Come on, boys.
Wouldn't do it for me."
Well, I mean, we're talking $500 a year you're saving.
Yeah, I'm not going bald.
Tom's getting complimented on his haircut. Heather told me what she thought of mine. We'll get more of your thoughts coming up next. 97.1. Oh, is this me? Hi. Got to be alert. Got to be alive. Got to be doing a show, huh? All right. Let's talk about the best pool in history, Stadium Swim. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino, where you catch the biggest games and a viewing experience that's built for sports fans. You can chill in one of the 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of that massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen. We're talking Stadium Swim, America's favorite place to watch football, basketball, hockey, baseball season. They got the swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, and a nonstop party. Score your perfect game day spot with cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. Reserve your place today. It's 365 days of sports poolside. What better way to watch? Located at Circa Resort and Casino, downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today, CircaLasVegas.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
John went for a haircut, saw the price, said, "What?" Then I told him what I paid, and he said, "What? You're out of your mind." He fell out of his chair nearly. $50 every time for me.
That blows my mind.
That blows my mind, too. When you said that, I was shocked.
Now, I'm factoring in a tip.
I know, but you're tipping way more than 20%.
Well, that's kind of what you do with haircuts, right?
No, you tip 20%.
You said 10 earlier.
Because it's a dude's haircut. It's there's not much involved. It's literally 15 minutes. And so if it's Jack and I and it's $30, it ends up being $60, it ends up being, you know, right around $66.
Before I read the ticket text, we got people who've been waiting on hold. So let's go to them first. 248-539-9797. What's a guy's haircut cost? What's too much to pay? And we know women's hair is another game, whole different game.
Yeah.
Joe in Marine City. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, John, you got to scope out some small town. I've got a guy. It's a one guy barber. He used to do high end haircuts out through Rochester Hills and Troy. He moved out to Marine City. He rents a place, and I pay $13.
Oh.
Now, granted, my hair, I give him 20. Now, granted, I don't have a lot to cut off, but I've heard them charge other guys the same amount.
That sounds like heaven.
You got to find it. Oh, it is.
But those places are really hard to find.
You got to go to small towns where a lot of, you know, people don't want to spend a lot of money to try to keep up with everybody. And, you know, the rents are probably lower. And he just does it now about 6 hours a day.
Yeah, I mean, that pricing kind of sounds like when I was in college. You go to like a chain, didn't have as much money. I'd round up to 20. The whole thing would cost me 20 out the door.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in college.
Yeah, when I lived in Petoskey, 10 years ago, it was norm, and it was $15.
Yeah. Marty and Chelsea, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I go to Chelsea, and I get to Jack and Sons. $10 for a haircut and $5 tip. And he does a great job, and it's nice and easy.
Nice.
Now, so I'm paying too much, is what you say.
Is it just a drop in? You just drop in, or do you got to call ahead?
Just drop in.
Oh, heaven.
This is as John takes a sip of coffee. Yeah. Like, it just feels like all is right with the world. Gene in Clarkston, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. It's really hard to find a barber around the city. So I go to Lady Jane's. They charge you $25, get a haircut, they shave the back of the neck, and I give her a 20% tip, so it's costing me $30. I go about once every 6 weeks.
Okay.
They do kids too, but I think they do them cheaper, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'd imagine kids' cuts, you know, save a little bit on that.
Kids' cuts to a certain point. Yeah, I mean, Jack's 13 now, so he
doesn't qualify.
Gets a man's cut.
Man's
cut. Just like that. He's had the same haircut since he was 2, too.
This is not a surprise. A lot of people on the text have said since COVID, they cut their own hair or their wife cuts their hair now. That was a whole thing. People had to figure that out.
Yeah. No chance I would let Lisa cut my hair.
Here's
She's
some
offered before. I'm sure she would try to put together a good effort, but
she'd do a decent job.
Sure she would.
Well, if you're using clippers and the right guard, you're not going to cut too much off.
Yeah, but I mean, does it...
We
use clippers on the side, but not on the top.
I know that.
We have some style.
I know that,
but she could
use some shears and figure it.
Yeah.
She'd do an okay job.
One of my favorite shows we did, Heather, you probably remember, was when everybody started realizing they couldn't get their hair cut during COVID. Because as it set in, like for 4 or 5 weeks, everybody's like, I need to get a haircut, I can't go get a haircut. And again, another benefit of being bald during pandemics.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep rubbing it in.
Yeah.
I'm paying $50 for a haircut. Is that too much? Reads a ticket text. Another one says, I spend $50 a week on a haircut.
Whoa. Holy, that's says high maintenance.
Says, I take my son every 2 weeks, same price for him. Straight razor, hot towel, shave, best money I spend on myself.
Okay, so now hold on. If you're getting the works,
right,
that's a different deal. I'm not talking about the works, the shave, all that stuff. The hot towel, the shampoo, head massage.
I spend $50 a week. Yeah, that's okay. I just read that one. This next one says beard trim and a haircut, $55 to $75 for most, if not all, establishments where black men get haircuts.
Okay. That's what I wanted to hear. I didn't know how much
it cost.
It would cost.
Yeah.
That's interesting. What was the price?
$55 to $75. Yeah.
Okay.
Depending on if you're getting lined up.
Sure.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We'll get back to the phones, get people's thoughts on this. But one more from Kenny Cott. That's why I only get my haircut done once a year. Chris in Oxford, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your thought?
My thought is $50 is way too much. I pay $30. That includes a tip with Allison. Even the $40 I think John pays is a little bit too high. I wouldn't go back to that place either.
No, not going back. Yeah, I paid it once and never again.
Yeah, that's way too high. The one thing I find about men is that I think we're more loyal than women when it comes to our haircuts.
I think we're probably more loyal all over, all around.
Yeah, because, well, I'm not going to go there.
I was just baiting you there. See if you would.
No, he's like, I got stories to tell you, man.
Yeah, you probably do, but I'm not going there. But, no, I think even the 30 is starting to push it, but 40 and 50 is just outrageous.
Even with the tip included, because you said you pay $30 with the tip.
Correct. I pay, I think it's $25. I've been to Allison twice, and I think it was probably $30, but I liked it so much, I think I over-tipped her, but that was okay because I was really happy.
Yeah.
So I'll do that. If it's good service, I'll pay more. If it's crappy, sure, I'll pay less.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But I won't go $50. There's no way.
Yeah.
He'd be like, this is a misprint. I'm not paying this. Texture says it's very hard to find a good barber. I feel like a haircut is the only thing you still have to pay for. Even if they chop all your hair and destroy your head, you have to pay a good barber. It's ridiculous. The price is $35 to $50 almost anywhere decent, and the talent is lacking big time.
It is really hard to find a good barber or an old school barber. I mentioned Norm up north, and Norm had been cutting hair for 50 years. He talked about going to I don't know if it was the Detroit school of barbers, but like there's not even people that will train barbers anymore. It's only stylists.
Guy says a place in New Haven, $20 a cut, and of course your better tip. Says the guys there are great. If it was $100, I'd probably still go. That's how good the service is. Find a good barber
if you like it. Yeah.
We got more phone calls to get to. 248-539-9797. Two Grand Slam coming up, 725. And the Lions, some trade up, trade down scenarios. We'll get to that, 735. It's 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!